Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Hi, my name is Gia. I live in Seattle, Washington. I'm a founder of a first-year startup CPG brand called the Hapa Queen. Actually, this month marked the first year. It's our anniversary. We launched at Expo West of 2023. So I just came back from 24 Expo West. So great. Glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you. So can you tell me just more about what your brand is and how you got the idea for it?
Great. So our brand, we are offer premium Sichuan spicy condiments. Do you like spicy food?
I don't know if I can handle it. Yeah.
I see. Okay. So our products, we have like chunky mushroom-based chili sauces. We also have packaged noodle kits, also spicy. And the name is called Hot Pot Queen. The reason why we have the name is actually inspired by my family legacy. So have you ever had Chinese hot pot before?
Yeah, I have.
You have, right? Go to a restaurant. So all Chinese hot pot is really coming from my hometown, Chongqing. But back in the 80s, everyone just eat only the spicy broth. So nowadays, you go to a restaurant, they will divide it, the broth into half, right? Half spicy, half non-spicy. But back in the days, all spicy. So my mother opened a small hot pot restaurant that can barely fit 3 tables 5 months after I was born in early 80s. She wanted to solve a customer problem because people came from different cities that doesn't eat spicy food, will come to Chongqing, they wanted to eat hot pot. Because that's kind of like the most iconic local cuisine, but they can't take the spice like you do. So what they do, they'll ask for a bowl of hot water. They will like dip all the ingredients, right? All the food into like the hot water to kind of get rid of the spicy flavor, and they'll eat it. So she was like, well, why don't we make it into not spicy? Why don't we incorporate another kind of set of broth so that everyone can enjoy and share this cuisine? So then she invented this pot that divided the broth into two. So that is called the Yuanyang pot. And because of her invention, really changed the way that millions of people enjoy hot pot worldwide. And then the Chinese CCTV called her the queen of hot pot and actually had a 15-minute documentary about her. Oh, even wow. Vice had an article about her in 2016 called An Audience with the Queen of Hot Pot. So that's why our brand, I use the name Hot Pot Queen, is to honor the family legacy, but at the same time, I want to carve my own story. So this brand is launched in the U.S. for the U.S. market. So we don't have this brand in China. It's called a different name. And I take the key flavor profile of hot pot, which is the spicy and numbing sensation, into all our product offerings. And I really wanted to kind of introduce the American consumers this mala flavor that's made of Sichuan peppercorn and Sichuan chilies. So I believe it has the potential to be the next umami.
Awesome.
You know, umami flavor,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The fifth flavor.
So in terms of like getting your product in front of consumers, like what has been your best strategy so far? Like you mentioned earlier when we spoke about retail, so are you also like a D2C brand? What does that look like?
Well, we actually first, right? I mean, I didn't know much about this CPG world. Before I had 20 stores that does Starbucks of tea, like we do like modern tea lounges. So I was more like in a restaurant food service sort of industry, and I jumped into CPG. I had no idea. So I thought, oh, I'm going to be a D2C brand with 80% sales online and 20% sales offline. And boy, I was wrong. It's quite challenging to, I guess, sell products online as a food brand because, you know, the product is not a high ticket item. And I think people are still more used to go to like your local grocery stores and pick up something new, right? And to try. So, and later on, I just found out that it doesn't work very well, especially after COVID. the cost of acquisition for customer online is quite expensive. So then I quickly shift my strategy to offline. And the 1 year anniversary, we are in 350 stores across the country. We just launched Australian market in January of this year. And we're already in 50 stores in Australia. So it's been a great journey. And I feel that's kind of the right path for me. And it's probably an easier way for people to get to know and discover our brand, our products.
For sure. But I guess like retail obviously have like its own set of challenges, because how do you convince a consumer when they're walking, you know, down the aisle to actually take your product? So do you do like in-store demos? What does that look like?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely difficult because you only have like 2 seconds to catch attention. Maybe 5 seconds for them to pick up your product and take a look like in detail, right? And then they make a decision, you know, seriously, everything in 7 seconds. So I think that having a good packaging really helps. So we purposely position our product, like our jar is about 30% larger than our next competitor. So most of the chili sauces in this category right now, because we sit in the natural grocery kind of category, they're usually about from 6 to 8 ounces. So our product is 10.58 ounces. So when you put it right next to them, I mean, you got a more shelf presence, right? And it's just bigger, which means that it draws more attention. And I think our packaging design is quite bold and loud, right? And catches attention. So I think that's number one, is a great packaging design will get, will spark curiosity. And then our price is per ounce is actually 15-20% cheaper. So our competitor are selling roughly, you know, $14.99, $17, $11.99. We're selling $12.99, but with much larger jar. So I guess that value for customer is there. So those are two kind of important things at first. And then when they go back and they try it, yeah, our flavor is really bold. It's really, really good. So that's when they come back for more. And I do a lot of demos, but not across the country, obviously. But I do a lot of demos in my local stores. I almost go out to do demo every single weekend on Saturdays. So that's how I spend my, you know, first part of my Saturday, you know, from 11 to 2. And I do sell a lot. Actually, the sample to purchase rate is 70%. It means that 7 people try our product in the grocery store, want to demo, they will buy it. Like 7 out of 10 people will buy it. So it's been great. Yeah.
So yeah, I definitely have to be doing more demos if you have those kinds of conversions.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and also who does a demo also matters. Like I actually used to hire, at first I hired like a demo company to do it, and they don't, they can't just move. Like one,
it's not the same. Yeah. It's not you.
Yeah, they sold like 8 jars, right? And when I do it myself with the same 3 hours, I did 47. So really big difference, like who's passionate behind the brand and how you engage the customer makes a world of difference.
For sure. So is D2C, like, is that something that you're focusing on like at all? Or is that really just like kind of like in the background? I'm just curious if you're running like meta ads, things like that.
Well, I think that I'm trying to solve some packaging issue because we're in a glass jar. We have some issue that I wanted to really put my focus on Amazon once I got, you know, a good coverage offline. Because there's still a lot of places people want your product or they discover it somewhere they can't easily have access to. And I think that having that online presence is important to fill that gap. But yeah, like I said, we're in glass jar. And when we first launched Amazon, somehow Amazon Fulfillment decided that they wanted to use polymailer to ship glass jar sauces, and you can guess the result, right? A lot of our product kind of arrived broken, shattered, therefore result in bad review. So we were getting either like 1 star because people say that I didn't get to try it. It smelled good. I don't know how it tastes like, but I'm not gonna eat glass. I'm not gonna eat glass, right? Or we got 5-star reviews and people tried and really loved it. So right now I'm trying to like improve our package design. I'm trying to send to Amazon with already pre-packaged boxes, so there's no way they'll mess up, and that's kind of going to be my focus for the online space.
Right. So, so like essentially, you're making sure that your packaging is going to be efficient, easy to ship, so that way you can focus more online. But right now, you can't really do that because your packaging is probably just going to shatter. You know.
Exactly. The more I send out, the more bad review I get, and just the way they wrap is not very thorough, I guess. And also, we all know that, right? Like post office delivery, people sometimes they can be rough. So I wanted to make sure I package it well. So even someone throw it around across the room and it's still okay. So that's what I'm trying to solve right now.
For sure. So obviously now that we're wrapping up Q1 of 2024, so for 2024 to be successful for you, like what are some of your biggest objectives for this year?
My goal is getting to 800 stores by end of the year. And so far I have reached, I would say, over half of that. So actually not more than half. We are currently 350, but I already got another 300 committed.
Okay.
I can't reveal yet because some is for Q4 launch. The first quarter has been great for us. We were sort of out of stock the last quarter because I didn't plan it very well. I was either ordered too much the first batch and I got a little bit conservative and ordered too little, which resulted in like lack of product to sell in Q4. So, and we got our product in actually the day after Christmas, so December 26th. And it was like crazy. January, February, I've been really, really busy. Out of stock again in February, just got restocked last week. So I'm pretty busy this week, shipping out like backed POs. It's been great. And I went to 3 trade shows. I went to 2 distributor shows. And that made me successfully launched in the North California market with 60 stores added in May. And also I went to Rhode Island for my East Coast distributor. We got into Fairway Market, Gourmet Garage, which are really good retailers in New York City. So those are all happy, you know, important things are happening. And I just came back for Expo West, had an interview with a central market buyer. So I feel things are we're still getting into tractions and the balls are start rolling. I'm really, really excited to see where we'll end up with in 2024.
That's awesome. So obviously nowadays, many brands are using AI in their business. So do you guys use AI? And if not, where could AI maybe come in and add value?
Well, I did subscribe Midjourney for 1 year.
Okay.
I was thinking I'm going to be using so many AI-generated photos for my product. But to be honest, I haven't really been using that much. I mean, there is a learning curve. And I'm just wishing they have this function where you can easily add the product into that image, right? I mean, if your general image doesn't have your branding, then you still have to do a lot of Photoshop, which I'm not very good at. I use ChatGPT all the time, ask how many stores is this retailer have, help them to help me, improve my email. Definitely, I think AI has made me as a entrepreneur and a founder much easier. Before, I used to spend a lot of time writing emails. I mean, English is my second language. I would try to correct my grammar and then how to make it sound more professional. But now I have a great tool that, help me, just correct my grammar in less than 10 seconds. So that is just saved me so much time, really. So in this era where there's so many great tools out there.
But have you thought about or have you used AI for customer service? If people have questions about the ingredients or about your product?
That we have not, because we don't have a lot of business online. So I haven't really been getting a lot of customer questions. And if I do, when I do, I answer them personally, each one of them. Usually it's inquiry about products or there's issue with their order. And I always try to go to that extra mile to kind of turn a negative experience into a positive one. I had many customers where it was a negative one, the product was leaking or it was broken. And I just surprised them with a big gift box with four of the product. This kind of Christmas came in early kind of feeling with a personal note. It was great. I even got this customer kind of message on my website during Christmas. A little girl, and she's 12 years old, and she said her brother really liked our sauces and she wanted to surprise her brother with our product for Christmas. So then I just sent her a bunch of things and wrote a really nice note to her brother. And then she wrote back to me and showed me a picture of how happy she was, the whole family. And that kind of really made my day and made me feel really, really good about what I'm doing.
That's amazing. So what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
Oh, I just wish I knew like resource like startup CPG earlier. Like I didn't discover that until midway through, like end of last summer. Like before that, I went to Expo West not knowing that I can actually ask founders to help out at your booth for free. You know, like I actually hire part-timers to come and do sampling, you know, for 3 days straight with two part-timers. Like, you know, and I didn't even understand the difference between like a broker and a distributor. I mean, there's so many nuances and so much I didn't know. And I just Googled and asked ChatGPT, but there was not really like a human being that can really help me answer all the questions. And a lot of times, you know, ChatGPT at the time, early last year, was always wrong, right? They don't have all that information, was not connected to the website. But you know, so now, you know, knowing there is like community with people out there and the Slack channel, the groups are so active. You ask any question, there's someone that's gonna answer you. That made me feel like, okay, now I feel I belong to a community of people that are going through exactly the same thing as me, that I can give piece of advice to them. And they can also help me navigating my journey. So that's great. I wish I knew that earlier.
For sure. So, if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
Well, I definitely see us to being in a lot more channels. I see us being featured in one or two major publications. I've been wanting to get into like, you know, Forbes, Food and Wine, or Savvier, all those Bon Appetit, those major media channels forever. I definitely see us being one of them. Hopefully, Oprah's favorite things. We'll see. So I just applied for a Whole Foods Lead program, and I just really wanted to get into their 12-week sort of like training cohort, be able to kind of get into Whole Foods. Yeah, I can definitely see more interesting happening. Also, new products. We are launching new flavors of noodles. We are launching a Sichuan chili powder that's all seasoning, grilled ice cream. We're also doing actually authentic hot pot broths that we're bringing to this market for the very first time this Christmas. So there's gonna be like new products, new retail partners, more exposure in media, and that's what I'm hoping if we talk again a year from now.
Awesome. So, if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess best
Yeah,
ways to get in contact with you.
of course. Go to Jia, my name, JIA at hotpotqueen.com. That is my email. You can email me or go to our website, hotpotqueen.com, or our social media handle, Queen of Hot Pot. So I actually personally manage our Instagram. So if you leave me a message, I will for sure answer you every time.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Gia, thank you so much for your time today. Of
Thank you so much for having me. It's wonderful speaking with you.
course. Thank you. All right. Bye.
Okay. Have a good day.
You
Bye.
too. Bye.